Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
My beautiful daughter, all her life had been taken away because of the action of someone who was acting irresponsibly because they were a distracted truck driver. The grief becomes profound, but it stays with you for the rest of your life. For many people, they find it hard to get up in the morning, let alone to actually go back to their normal routines and the like.
Behind every road death is a family like Peter Fraser's. 14 years ago, on the 15th of February in 2012, his 23-year-old daughter Sarah was killed on the Hume Highway when a truck plowed into her broken-down car. He has since founded the Safer Australian Roads and Highways Group, also known as the Sarah Group, in memory of his daughter, which aims to increase road safety in Australia. But despite advances in vehicle technology and enforcement, Australia's road toll is climbing again. Official figures show annual fatalities have risen steadily since 2020, with an increase of more than 13% in pedestrian deaths, and cyclist fatalities have also gone up. Ehsan Vezadeh is chief executive of Roads Australia.
In 2025, we had 1,314 people die on our roads. Tragically, that was up from 1,292 in 2024. And the rate has been steadily going up for the last 5 years. And these are not, of course, numbers and statistics. These are people, right? Friends, family, members, children who never made it home from an ordinary trip to the shops, school or work.
A new report from Roads Australia finds a growing proportion of deaths now occur on high-capacity urban roads and local streets, places where communities expect lower speeds and safer conditions than on highways. Mr. Vezadeh says as cities become denser and vehicles larger, street design is playing an increasingly critical role, and that simple, cost-effective measures save lives.
The humble wombat crossing, you know, this raised crossing that effectively, you know, brings a standard zebra crossing on a raised platform, which is normally a similar height to an existing footpath or a curve. You know, that raises the visibility of people walking, whether it's children or elderly people or others. And they've proven to work. You know, they've reduced the fatal and serious crashes by, you know, 67%. And reduced total crashes by 61% where they've been implemented.
Behavior behind the wheel remains a critical factor. National road safety data consistently shows speeding, distraction, and impairment are among the leading contributors to fatal crashes. Research also highlights how small reductions in speed dramatically improve survival outcomes for pedestrians. Mr. Vezadeh explains.
If a pedestrian is struck at 50 kilometres an hour, there's a 90% chance of death. At 40 kilometres an hour, there's a 40% chance of death. And at 30 kilometres an hour, that's reduced to just 10% chance of death. And that's why you see in those urban environments where we think there should be a focus more on the place and more on the people and the pedestrians than the movement of cars, that reducing the speed limits where it makes sense is absolutely a must.
For Peter Fraser, road safety is not a policy debate, but a lived reality, a nightmare for any parent to live through.
What's happening is that selfishness that we're seeing in the way that people drive, speeding, drink driving, not giving a care about the person on the road ahead, putting their lives in danger because of those actions. We've seen a big increase in that. And indeed, over the course of the last 5 years, the statistics themselves even show that, you know, each year it's increasing the number of people are being killed.
Mr. Fraser's daughter, Sarah, did not die alone that fateful day 14 years ago. Jeffrey Clark, a 40-year-old tow truck driver contracted by the NRMA, had stopped to help Ms. Fraser. He was also killed when the driver, who was distracted, crashed into them with his truck. The breakdown lane they were in was just a meter and a half wide. Peter Khoury is the NRMA's spokesman.
This highly tragic event which occurred on the Hume Highway, where Sarah lost her life, and where one of our contractors also lost their lives, it just reinforced the risks associated with road safety and particularly breakdown safety. There was absolutely no reason for those lives to have been lost on that day, and indeed there's no reason why anyone should lose their lives when they're on the side of the road. And that is one of the many challenges that we face across the road network today and trying to reduce the road toll.
Mr. Khoury believes Australia's rising road toll cannot be solved with a single measure and calls for deeper investigations into crashes, saying understanding every contributing factor could help governments invest in the right solutions. He says lowering speed limits and installing more cameras on their own will not solve the problem.
If the solution was let's just cut speed limits everywhere and put up cameras, then that's also what we should do. But we've seen jurisdictions try that and it hasn't worked. And so that is a frustrating thing for policymakers and for any organisation that is interested in road safety like the NRMA. So where does that leave us? What that means is we need to do more of everything and particularly focus on the things that we know work.
And among those fatalities are e-bike riders.
They're being used illegally, they're being used unsafely, they're being used by children who have limited understanding of road rules and road safety measures. And so it's no surprise that we're seeing an increase in deaths and injuries across the country. We need to do more.
With fatalities rising rather than falling, advocates warn progress will depend not only on government policy, but on everyday choices we all make behind the wheel. For Mr. Fraser, that message is deeply personal.
Everyone has a right to get home safe to their loved ones every day without exception. And that relies on us all actively looking after those on the road ahead.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Happy Lunar New Year! Celebrate with SBS again this year with our offering of movies, podcasts, and more. Search online for SBS LNY to find out more.